It's time for Around the Horn, a look at minor league baseball.
How can you not be romantic about baseball?
Walk-offs and wild pitches are a guarantee.
It's wild thing! Ah!
Because
chicks dig the long ball.
Now let's go around the horn.
Play ball!
All right, welcome back to the Sportsline. Rich Roth, Ed Lane here live all across ESPN Radio in Virginia. First half of the season in the Carolina League in the books, and the winners of the Northern Division, the Lynchburg Hillcats, finishing tied with the Salem Red Sox, 40 wins, 29 losses. But it was a big comeback late, and we've got to give this guy a lot of credit. We had him on the show last Monday, and he made the guarantee that the Hillcats would get it done. Arginus Angulo, the closer for the Lynchburg Hillcats, joins us right now here on the Sports Line. Arginus, how are you?
Good, and you, sir. Thanks for having me again.
Well, you're very welcome. We're going to let everybody hear the clip from last week, and then we'll talk about it, but you were very, very confident. Here it is. Arginus, best of luck closing out the first half of the season. Congrats again on the All-Star game appearance, and enjoy the rest of the ride. We look forward to catching up again.
Thank you so much, sir. Thanks for having me, and be ready because we're going to clinch the playoffs.
All right. Yeah. Guarantee. I love it. Thank you. Good luck. So there it is, Arginus. Congratulations. Arginus, hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, now I can.
Oh, okay, good. So you made the guarantee last Monday, and you guys delivered the goods.
Oh, yeah, the way that we won is that teams wasn't on favor, and we clinched, like I said, last week.
How exciting is it for you guys? You were down, and you came back. You battled back, and on the last weekend of the first half of the regular season, you were able to put the Lynchburg Hillcats in the Mills Cup playoffs with the victories you guys amassed over the weekend.
Yeah, it's just really exciting. The team has just been really close. We like a family, and we keep battling. We knew it wasn't going to be easy. But we keep battling and fight a lot, so we can get it done. And, God willing, we did it, and it's pretty exciting to now enjoy the All-Star game, knowing that we already clinched the playoff.
Yeah, and you'll be playing in the All-Star game tomorrow night over in Salem. And I've got to imagine it'll be a little bit more, even more sweet to be playing in that thing tomorrow, knowing that you guys finished that great comeback and you backed up your guarantee.
Oh yeah, I was pretty confident on my team. I'm sure what my team have and they can give all they have. So I'm glad we did it. I'm glad we clinched.
Arginus Angulo, the Lynchburg Hillcats, joins us here on Around the Horn. Arginus, what's it like now knowing that you've got an opportunity to play in the California Carolina League All-Star Game tomorrow? How excited are you for that?
Oh, I was really excited. Right now I'm on the bus, going on the way to the home run derby. And it'd be nice to be tomorrow there, knowing all the hitters, all the guys, see what they think. Know that they already know who won the first half. And that'd be nice for us.
Takes a lot of pressure off the second half of the season, too, doesn't it?
Oh, it is. But we're going to play the ball We know how to play it, and we don't gonna get pressure on it. We already made the playoff, and we just got to continue to fight and play the way that we play. So we'll be ready for the playoff.
All right. Well, sounds good, Arginus. Thank you very much for the time. Again, congrats on winning the first half of the year, playing in the All-Star game, and most importantly, backing up the guarantee. Way to go, man.
Thank you so much, and hope to see you soon, and let's see if now we can win it all.
There you go. There you go. How are you going to guarantee that one, too?
I don't know. It's a long time to go, but let's see.
I mean, we got to check back later.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Arginus. Appreciate it. Arginus Angulo.
Thanks.
You know, backed up the guarantee on the first half of the year. Not quite ready to go all the way, though.
Got to get to that point. You know how baseball players are, Rich. They got to get to just the right spot where they're confident enough to make the guarantee.
Understood. Understood. Mark Canizzaro joins us now of the New York Post. Talk a little U.S. Open. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Very good. Thanks for taking a couple minutes for us. What did you think? I mean, mixed reactions, I guess, from some about the U.S. Open. You know, the big names weren't there down the stretch. It wasn't extremely close. New golf course that, you know, didn't have a lot of history. But, you know, I guess you could look at those as the negatives. What do you think overall about the way the U.S. Open shook out?
Well, I think really the most disappointing thing, to be honest with you, really was, were the big names bowing out on Friday. Obviously Rory and Jason Day and Dustin Johnson, the defending champion, not making the cut. You know, that killed a little bit of the buzz. Obviously it was Phil Mickelson, you know, who was back, you know, home, you know, with his daughter's graduation, and obviously this, you know, who knows if we're ever going to see Tiger again. So, you know, a lot of the star power was taken away by Friday night. And, I think that was really the only disappointing element to it. I shouldn't say that. The second disappointing element to me was nobody really made a charge on Sunday other than Brooks Koepka, who absolutely deserved to win. He went out and seized it, and it was great. It was great golf. But you would have liked to have seen a little more dramatics in the last, you know, two or three holes. Pretty much when he birdied 15, it was done. I mean, and then, frankly, I felt it was done before that just because I just didn't see anybody else making a move there, you know. I thought yesterday was going to be Ricky Fowler's day. He just never really seized the moment. Justin Thomas coming off of 63, very tough, as everybody always says, you know, to follow a crazy good round, you know, with another one. But he really had a disappointing, frustrating day. You know, one of those two guys I thought was going to step up, and didn't really do it. And Brian Harmon kind of hung in there for a while, and at the end he started leaking oil. So. Those are the two disappointing elements to me. I know there's a lot of talk, and we can talk about it, about the golf course itself. I thought the golf course came off just fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't mind the low scores. And in defense of the USGA, I think had it not rained, it rained very, very heavily. They had some big storms overnight leading into Saturday's round and Sunday's round. Fortunately, it didn't rain during the action, which is great. I mean, we got really lucky that way. But the other side to it, it softened the golf course up. And it made a target practice for these guys, and that's why he had the low scores. But, hey, listen, it was exciting to see Brooks Koepka, you know, birdie three holes in a row, you know, on the back nine to seize the moment. So I can't criticize the golf course. I know I've talked to a couple friends who, you know, weren't crazy about it, watching it on TV, but I thought it was a beautiful place, beautiful golf course, and it stood up just fine. You know, I'm not one of these people that revels in, you know, one over par, one under par, winning a 72-hole golf tournament with guys scuffling and chopping it out of the high rough and all that kind of stuff. You know, there has to be some sort of a middle ground there, and I think the USGA hit the middle ground this week.
Mark Canizzaro with us here on the Sports Line discussing the U.S. Open. Mark from the New York Post. Mark, lack of star power. Top three golfers all failed to make the cut. How much can Brooks Koepka work his way into that, and does he have the personality, the charisma, the other features to join that group where, you know, golf may need somebody like that on a weekend like this?
I don't see. Listen, Brooks Koepka has the tools and the equipment and the demeanor to win more golf tournaments and more majors, without question. I don't see Brooks Koepka as a guy that has some sort of it factor. I look at Jordan Spieth, I see an it factor there. I see that in Rory. I see it in Jason Day. I see it in Dustin Johnson to a certain degree, although it's almost a little unfair to say that because I think Brooks and Dustin are very similar. I don't see Brooks Koepka as a really compelling personality. And, you know, we kind of want that in our stars, don't we, to some degree?
Mm-hmm. you know, all these first-time winners that we're seeing, and we've seen great runs by some of the bigger name guys, and you mentioned them, obviously Day and Rory and Jordan Spieth. But we've seen so many first-time guys, and, you know, what's the natural question everybody asks? Oh, does he have it in him to be a multi-major winner? Is he a guy that we might see, you know, joining the ranks of the elite? How do you think, and I'll throw that one out to you, you know, on a tee, so to speak, but, you know, more so than that, I mean, how do you see golf shaking out over the next, I don't know, few years or so? Because it seemed like we had this group of guys with Jordan and Day and McIlroy and Dustin Johnson, and they were going to kind of be it, and, you know, maybe throw Bubba Watson in the mix. Ricky Fowler's a guy we haven't even gotten to, and, you know, he's like in that group, except he's the only one without a major, and who knows when or if he'll ever get it.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm actually sitting here writing a column centered a little bit around Ricky and his failure to get it across the line. But in answer to your first part of the question there, I think what we were a little spoiled the last 4 years, because we had each one of those guys that you mentioned went on a run and kind of owned the game, you know. Rory was the first to do it, and then he kind of, you know, the mantle kind of went over to Jordan Spieth, and then the mantle went over to Jason Day, and then the last year or so, dating back to last year's U.S. Open, you know, Dustin Johnson has taken that over. None of those four, obviously, this past week, did much. You know, obviously, three of them missed the cut, and Jordan really was never a factor all week. He was scuffling with his putting and just couldn't get anything going. So we're at a stage now where we're kind of wondering, is one of those four going to step back up again and seize the moment and kind of start dominating, for lack of a better word, the game? Or are we on to something else, or are we on to a different winner every week? You know, right now, I think what we're seeing major-wise, I think we got so spoiled, you know, with Tiger, you know, that's a once-in-a-generation, or maybe a once, you know, in five generations player. You know, to win at the clip that he was winning is just, I just don't think we're going to see that anymore. I think everybody else has gotten so good, and the game's gotten so much deeper that there's nobody really out there that certainly there's nobody out there now that's going to separate themselves the way Tiger did, but not even in a minor way. Like I said, these guys have been passing the baton for the last 4 years, and now we're left to wonder, you know, somebody going to pick it back up again, or are we just going to see a bunch of new guys? I frankly think we're going to see a lot of what we saw this week, you know, a new guy winning. You know, Koepka right now is the man of the moment. Is he going to go win the British Open in a few weeks? I doubt it. I think we'll have a completely different winner at the British.
Do you think that's bad for golf?
I don't. It's funny. It's a hard question to answer, because is it bad for golf in what way? The TV ratings? Yeah, I think it's bad for the TV ratings, because, you know, listen, a lot of people were tuning out yesterday when they're looking at the leaderboard and seeing Brooks Koepka running away with him in the back nine. Well, most people haven't heard of him. Is it good for the game that it's deep and there's that many good players? I think it is good for the game that way. But I do think the game always has thrived on star power. And we have stars in the game right now, but they're kind of, you know, they're trading places. You know, they're kind of shuffling back and forth. Personally, I'm excited about the game, and I think the game's in a good place. But if I were a TV executive, I'm not so sure I would agree with that, unless we're going to start seeing, you know, Jordan and Rory start winning majors again.
Yeah, that would obviously be a lot of fun. Let's get back to a guy that you touched on, and you said you're working on a column on Ricky Fowler right now, kind of as we speak. I mean, yeah, here's a guy. I mean, you know, he's right in there with that group of these guys, right? I mean, all buddies, him and Bubba, but he's the only one without a major, and it seems a little awkward to see them all together sometimes, because it's like, you know, well, they've all got one and you don't. When are you going to get yours to really be able to fit in with this group again? No?
Yeah, well, it's starting to become a thing for Ricky. You know, he might not admit it, but it's becoming a thing. Him not getting, you know, being able to cross one of these things over the line. This was his sixth top five finish in a major since 2015,
which is amazing.
This guy's been knocking on the door, and his Sunday statistics are not impressive. He just has not really played well in the Sunday cauldron of pressure at majors. I'm not trying to call him a choker. I just think that he hasn't really figured it out yet, you know, how to let it go. Brooks Koepka yesterday, just, you know, I mean, listen, guys have special weeks, you know, and that happens, not even just in majors, in any tournament. And it sounded to me, listening to Brooks talk yesterday, he said he wasn't nervous all week. He was just able to just let it go. And, you know, I can relate to that. I mean, I can see that. I can relate to that. You know, I play golf. I'm a golf junkie. I just played a member guest at the place that I play in New Jersey, okay, last week. And I played with a buddy of mine, and we were in great shape on our last, you know, last nine holes to win the thing. And I just couldn't get relaxed. You know, things that I usually do pretty well, which is put the ball in the fairway off the tee, I wasn't doing it, you know. And, you know, I didn't feel like I was nervous, but I obviously, like, in something inside of me, what just wasn't letting me go. You know what I mean? And that's kind of what I saw in Ricky yesterday, and I've seen it before in past majors. You know, it's just, I don't know what it is. It's like an intangible kind of thing inside your mind and your body. You just got to let it go and not worry about the consequences. And I think maybe Ricky's a little too concerned about the consequences, and he's thinking about it too much because he wants it that badly. You know, I think he's 30, I wrote it, I can't even remember my numbers, but let's say he's like 31 majors in, 33 majors in right now without a win. And, you know, more importantly, or more, you know, more to the point, you know, he's had those six top five finishes in the last couple, you know, two and a half years. So he's getting close, and he obviously has the game. And I think it would be very good for the game for Ricky to win a major. I think, it was very good for the game for Sergio to win a major at the Masters. You know, it just kind of, you know, you need those guys to break through and you know, in Sergio's case, kind of end that narrative. And it's you know, Ricky might not want to acknowledge it, but it's becoming the narrative to a very large degree to his career, even though he's still a young guy.
Mark Cannizzaro, New York Post, joins us here on the Sports Line discussing the U.S. Open. You referenced Ricky Fowler and his difficulties going down the stretch. Anybody that you like, I mean, obviously what Brooks Koepka did yesterday was impressive in his surge on Sunday. Is there another golfer out of this bunch that we saw yesterday? Maybe it's Harmon, maybe it's Fleetwood, maybe it's someone else that you believe has the other ability to take what they did this past weekend and vault it into a championship?
Well, I hope Justin Thomas does, because he's, you know, I like him a lot, as I like Ricky. Justin can run a little emotional, you know, not that he had any outbursts or anything yesterday, but, you know, I think things started going badly for him, and, you know, the shoulders are slumped a little bit. But, you know, I think that he'll learn. You know, I think that Ricky's going to learn. I hope Ricky learned a lot out of yesterday, you know. My thing with Ricky, like, he came off the golf course yesterday, and like I said, I just was starting to write, you know, kind of address this a little bit in my column. He was like, yeah, you know, no negatives, you know, played, you know, just did a couple putts didn't go in. Yeah, well, a 5-foot putt on the second hole for birdie didn't go in. I was standing right there. Those are the putts you have to make if you're going to win a major. And then, you know, he just consisted, you know, and I know Ricky's a positive guy, and that's okay. I mean, I'm not saying you should be dwelling and being negative. But part of me just wanted to take him by the shoulders and shake him and go, Ricky, it's not okay. You know, you squandered a great opportunity here. You know, and in some degree, it's not like the guy choked anything away, because Brooks Koepka went out and got it, you know, yesterday. And that's all the power to him. And that, to some degree, probably helps guys like Ricky and Justin Thomas and Brian Harmon, you know, to kind of rationalize their day a little bit. Brian Harmon came off the golf course and he said, you know what? Because, you know, everybody's kind of patting him on the back. Hey, great tournament. He said, you know what? I don't believe in moral victories. Mm. You know, he said it was out there for me, and I didn't get it. Like, I wanted to hear Ricky say that, you know, but, you know, he didn't. You know, that's not Ricky's way. But I think they'll all learn from that. But do I see one guy out of that grouping that's going to come out? You know, Matsuyama's another guy now. That guy's been knocking on the door. I mean, he is an incredible talent. And he is, you know, he was bidding to become the first Japanese player to ever win a major. That is a big deal. And, you know, he was in and around there all week. And he was in a really good position yesterday because he was just far enough behind where there was certainly no pressure on him. And he went out and, you know, stamped that 66 and, you know, posted 12 under in the clubhouse. But I don't know that I don't know that I looked at the leaderboard yesterday and noticed one guy that I think that I came out and see the opportunity next time around. I would think all of them learned something out of it.
Is Ricky one of those guys? Because we all know they're out there. They're happy to make, you know, tons of money and the endorsement deals and be there, and they win periodically out on the tour. But, you know, I mean, winning majors and all that just isn't that important to them. Is Ricky one of those guys?
Well, it's funny you mention that, because that's absolutely a bit of what I'm addressing in my column for tomorrow's Post. And I don't want to make this sound like it's an indictment of Ricky. And Ricky just happens to be the best example out of this, you know, what we're talking about. And I don't think that there's any part of Ricky that is satisfied not winning a major. I think he burns to win a major. But it is human nature. These guys are all wealthy beyond recognition. I mean, they'll never need to make enough. These guys are 26 and 27 years old, and they don't need to make another dime for the rest of their lives. They're flying private. They're living the life. They're vacationing together down in the Bahamas. To me, the point I'm making to some degree is Ricky Fowler and guys like that, Justin Thomas is getting to that way too. He's got three wins this year alone earlier in the year. These guys are fighting not just the golf courses and the pressure of trying to win the big tournaments and majors. I think they're fighting human nature a little bit. You know, I mean, it's just human nature. How can they not be comfortable? You know, I don't think we'll ever see anybody as driven to win golf tournaments as Tiger Woods was. Not to say Tiger wasn't financially comfortable, but Tiger was, his entire being was about beating Jack Nicklaus's majors record. And I don't think, I mean, I certainly never had, I didn't cover Jack in his prime, but I've covered every one of Tiger's majors, plus, you know, many of his 79 wins, and I've never seen a guy that's just been that driven to win. Mm. I don't see that out of these guys, I'm sorry. I mean, you know, maybe it's unfair to say that because we're inserting ourselves into their psyche, but I'm just telling you what I see.
Yeah.
And I don't see, I'm not trying to say that, you know, these guys are fat cats like Ricky. I think Ricky really wants to win badly, but I don't know. I think that human nature element of their comfort in their lives takes a certain edge away from you. And I think that's kind of where I'm going, actually, with the column. I'm kind of verbalizing my column right now for tomorrow's paper.
Well, that'll be interesting. It'll be an interesting read for everyone. NYPost.com. Mark Canizzaro joins us once again. Mark, thank you. A pleasure as always. You know, we'd love to stay in touch and look forward to reading that that column tomorrow.
Absolutely. Good talking to you guys. Good to be on.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Mark. Mark Canizzaro, New York Post. Sounds like an interesting read tomorrow. I've got the app, NY Post. Yeah.
You do?
Oh, yeah. We didn't even have time to ask him about the Jets tank job.
There's plenty of time for that. It's an ongoing process.
All right, we got to take a break. Stick around. It's an Upper Crust Monday.